guys are starting slowly to kind of speak up?
You know, I mean, yeah, you definitely have to take a leadership role.
That's such a question.
Yeah, yeah, you definitely have to take a leadership role. But I think Jordan in the drops, and I mean, I've had one, and Jordan's had a couple, and I think Nelly's had a couple. That stuff just kind of, I mean, those are growing pains. I mean, I was telling Jordan, it's like baseball. You get in a hitting slump. You have to keep hitting. You have to keep hitting. You have to keep swinging, and that's what he's doing. I mean, he works as hard as anybody I've ever seen. I mean, he's in the building at 5:30 catching jugs with Nelson. So I mean, it's not a lack of not doing the extra work. It's just everyone being on the same page. It might look like a drop, but maybe someone else could have done something better. Maybe the placement could have been better. The O-line could have protected better. But with all that being said, wide receivers have to catch the ball no matter where it is.
Chip said a couple months ago, you guys have seen pretty close to a 50-50 split in terms of man coverage versus zone coverage. What do you think you'll see more of against Dallas this week?
It's a tough question. Everyone normally plays us a little different than they show on film with other teams, just because of how unique our offense is. I'd expect more man. We, most of the time, go into games thinking we are going to get predominantly man coverage. And that's what we like, and that's what we want.
Riley, just a hit on Lockett from Seattle.
Yes, I did.
You're someone who's obviously played on special teams.
Yeah.
That, when you see something
still
like that, well, yeah, I mean, but you've been on special teams for a couple years now. Is that something that is in your head? Like, do you ever think about things like that when you're on the field? Or
no, I mean, no, you definitely don't think about it. You don't think that, something like that's going to happen. It's really unfortunate. I was actually watching the game live, it's definitely unfortunate. I don't know what the league's going to do to try to prevent those type of big collisions from happening. Hopefully they do something.
Are you someone that would want to see them? Because they talked about, I think, taking punt returns and maybe kick returns out of the game. Is that...
To be honest with you, just my makeup and my mentality, I hope they stay. Just because if you can do more, you almost get like extra roster space, I guess.
Sure.
So if they completely do away with special teams, then you don't need special teams players. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So in my opinion, I hope they don't get rid of it, but I hope they do something to clean those big time collisions.
Sure.
Because that's unfortunate, and I hope his career isn't over. And I know people are talking about maybe that being the case, and that neck, and that's nothing to mess with. So.
On a much lighter note, I got here a few questions in. What was the reason you cut your hair?
No reason. I was just tired of it. I've been wanting to cut it for probably a year now, and then for some reason I just, on Sunday, I said, this is the day. I need to do it.
So. What happened Sunday then?
Nothing happened. I was just like, it just hit me. I need to do it today. So I knew if I didn't do it then, it's never going to happen. So I kind of just bit the bullet and just did it.
What are your teammates saying?
Some of them are giving me a hard time because they've only known me with long hair, but most of them are giving me a hard time.
When's the last time?
That's how it goes.
When's the last time you didn't have long hair?
Probably like 8 years ago. So I've had long hair for a long time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's going to be 8 years again before you cut it?
I'm keeping it like this. I'm keeping it short, man. I'm done with that long hair.